What up, what up, what up, people? It's your girl, L, back with another segment of You Know What I Noticed, because you know I always gotta point out all the shit that I noticed. I like to apologize to my listeners for not coming in for a week or two because I had to get all my ducks in a row. But today we have some great topics for you, so just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hey, what's up, world? It's your girl, L. I'm back, and I have a special guest with me again. It's your girl, Petty Queen Shells.
Hey, make sure to follow that Instagram, Queen of Petty and Shade. Come follow me before you delete me again.
So today we're going to talk about Kodak Black and the things that he said about Young Miami that were very, very disgusting and out of line.
Yeah, you know, I have a hard time with this one because, you know, I mean, I'm hearing that, you know, this generation is just a little bit too sensitive. You know what I'm saying? I think that a lot of times there's a lot of things that people say that can be, you know, it's just jokes. You know what I'm saying? But this is not one of them. You know, I think it's. I think it's disgusting, period. You know, I mean, I'm not a Kodak Black fan anyways. I think he raps like he's mildly retarded. I wouldn't be surprised if he was a crack baby. Now, I've seen a lot of things. You know, the first thing that I saw was on the Baller Alert, and I had posted that screenshot of the conversation I had with that young lady or whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, she basically just went on to say, like, oh, well, you know, people from Broward County, that's just how we are.
Hold on, Shel. For people out there who don't know what's going on, recently it was released, Kodak Black is actually still in jail. He had a conversation with somebody, and he was rapping over the phone. Basically, the gist of his rap was that he was going to punch a pregnant Young Miami in her stomach for getting pregnant by the dude that she's with now.
Yeah, it was, I believe, I didn't get too much into it just because, like I said, I'm not a fan of either. I'm not a City Girls fan. I'm not a Young Miami fan. I'm not a Kodak fan.
You know,
what happened?
Whenever I hear the City Girls, it definitely makes my head hurt.
Yeah, like, I mean, I was listening to it the other day, and I was telling my husband, I was like, how in this day and age are you still rapping off beat when you can literally fine tune, you can slow down or speed up a track in order to keep an artist on, you know, on beat? And I'll never for the life of me understand how Young Miami rapped her entire verse half a step behind.
You know why? She went to the Jocelyn Hernandez School of Music.
She right up there with Mariah Lynn, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I absolutely hate to compare Black women to white women, you know what I'm saying? But I absolutely have to say, I feel like Mariah Lynn and Young Miami, man, they like neck and neck, you know what I'm saying?
No, not at all. I have to play devil's advocate, and I have to put it out there that Mariah Lynn is definitely better than Young Miami. I'm sorry. She definitely is. That shmoney gun shit, I was feeling that. You know what I'm saying?
See, and I saw a freestyle where she was sitting there saying something about the only reason that you call yourself Barbie is because your butt is plastic or whatever. You know, like whatever radio show or whatever podcast she was on, you know, she was on with a couple of different people, and they all just looked at her like,
but you gotta understand, first of all, Mariah Lynn doesn't have the thigh meat capacity to get a fake ass.
You know what I'm saying? So you said the thigh meat capacity, bro.
To get a fake ass, you know you gotta have thigh meat to get a fake ass. You understand?
You have to have some gunkums like you do.
Nobody wants to look like Cat Stacks from the back. You know, that's gross.
See, you get that struggle twerk down. You know what I'm saying? I mean, to me, like watching Mariah Lynn rap is like watching a prepubescent 12-year-old boy walking around the house with his mama's wig and heels on. That's what that is to me. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, I'm very blessed in the fact that, like, you know, my kids know all the words to Eastside and, you know, Hustle and Motivate. You know what I'm saying? Like that. So I don't have to worry. I don't have those type of white people problems. I got other white people problems where my kids are too hood to be with a woman of my complexion.
Unless they run into another shelves, you know what I'm saying? But anyway,
back to what we were saying.
I feel like we now live in this era where it's okay for women of any color to be openly disrespected by men, and they're just okay with it. You understand? Now, let's talk about when Nipsey Hussle, you know, passed away and Kodak Black came out and he had some real shady stuff to say regarding, you know, Lauren London or whatever. Everybody came to his defense, but this is where they got misconstrued. Everybody, they weren't upset that he disrespected Lauren London. They were upset that they felt he disrespected Nipsey Hussle. You understand? And I feel like that's because while, yes, ride for your boy. You understand what I'm saying? But you leaving this woman out here to have to go through this on her own without being defended. You understand what I'm saying? Right. Where is the defense for Lauren London? Where's the defense for Young Miami? And now, you know, Kodak Black, he overstepped his boundaries because Young Miami is very popular in music. These girls are very popular. We can't take that away from them. You understand?
Yeah, that's perfect.
You understand? Even with Old Girl in Jail, I forgot the other one name. As Young Miami. When you ask me who's the city girl, it's Young Miami and the other one. You understand what I'm saying? That's it. You understand what I'm saying?
JT, free JT, I guess is what they be saying.
Okay. Because I'm like, Young Miami and the other one. But I feel like this. You should not be able to say what you want to say about these women. You understand? And there are no repercussions. Like, you just going to say what you want to say and keep it pushing and it's all good and you're going to come back and you're going to have a record deal. No. No.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, that's not
I feel two ways. And I feel two ways at the same time, which makes me like an on the fencer. You know what I'm saying? And Ashley, my best friend, you know, you know her and you know that her and I, we have a lot of very, you know, spirited conversations, and we talk about things like race and rap and raising kids and husbands and things like that. And, you know, for me, she's my balancing act. You know what I'm saying? When she comes to me and is like, hey, am I getting overly offended? And I go to her like, hey, am I oversimplifying this? You know what I'm saying? So I'm kind of a middle of the fencer. I ride both sides of the lines because I feel like as an Aquarius, I can see both sides logically. You know what I'm saying? That being said, I will never, ever, ever in my life condone any type of violence against a pregnant woman, a woman, a man, anybody. I don't condone violence against other people. So to me, it doesn't necessarily strike a tone with me because she is a woman. It doesn't necessarily strike a tone with me because she's pregnant. It strikes a tone with me that there is a general level of disrespect amongst people in general. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like
disrespect is it's generally accepted amongst people. It's like, when did we get here?
Yes, exactly. And I think, but again, I think at the same time, I think that we have gotten to be such an overly sensitive, I can't even say culture because we're obviously not all part of the same culture, you know, but in the age of social media, I'll say in the social media culture that everybody's a part of, so many people have gotten offended and so many people have, you know, started this whole cancellation culture. You know, everybody's getting canceled for everything.
Yeah, I'm in the business of canceling people. R. Kelly, yes. Cancel him. You understand? Yes, I'm definitely down with canceling R. Kelly. But as a comedian, you can't even tell a joke now. You understand?
Right. Right. And that's what I'm saying, you know, and I think that, you know, perpetuating violence against other people is terrible in and of itself. Perpetuating violence against women, against a woman of color, a pregnant woman, you know, these are all things that are abhorrent across the board. You know what I'm saying? There is no justification. There's no okay with that. There's nothing. And like I said, you know, one of these little, you know, gutter snipes, she's sitting here like, oh, you just don't understand people from Broward County. That's how we are. Okay, I guess that's why y'all stay in Broward County, because you bring that shit to New York County. Let's bring that shit to Nassau County. Let's bring that shit even to Rockland County, Bergen County, Passaic County. Let's bring that shit up here and watch how fast you catch bullets and hands over that shit.
Okay, let me tell y'all something. Now, I'm definitely an advocate for violence or any of the sort, you understand? But my hands are bisexual and they are colorblind.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I had plenty of people tell me while I was pregnant with my son, you know, Shell, you need to calm down. You're pregnant. Okay, only my stomach is. My hands have all, they want all the smoke. 24/7. I got every, you know, everything you want, come and get it. The one thing that my husband taught me though, and he did, he taught me this, and I really respect him for it, is that just because you can give it to somebody doesn't mean you should. You only give it to the people who want it. And sometimes even the people who are asking for it don't want it.
Sometimes you have to walk away, because let me tell you something, it takes one bad decision to ruin your entire life.
I feel like what's happening with Kodak is, I feel like it's in two parts, because I feel like he's obviously feeling some kind of way. I did hear a rumor that him and Young Miami did have a little something going on at some point, and he is just like on some salty boy syndrome, you know.
But see, that brings us to another topic of discussion, an even better one. You understand? This is why we have to raise our sons to be okay with rejection. You understand? It is okay for your girlfriend to decide she doesn't want to be in this relationship anymore. It is okay for your girlfriend to decide she doesn't want to be your girlfriend anymore. You understand? We have to raise our sons to accept rejection and to learn how to move on without being salty and without feeling that they want to be vindictive about the situation.
You know, and I agree with that, but I think that a lot of the behaviors that a lot of these, you know, men are picking up, I believe that, you know, women have been guilty of these behaviors for quite some time. You know what I'm saying? Like, they, you know, they call these guys that don't know how to take rejection, they call them psycho simps or super simps or bitch made niggas or whatever. You know what I'm saying? No disrespect on the N-word, but you know what I'm saying? You know, like, that's what they call them, but they never go back to the root cause. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's go ahead and, like, let's look at this toxicity that dates back countless generations. Countless generations of females doing this stuff. Females who haven't been able to take that hint when their man has walked away, their man has moved on. You see a lot of it with these bitter baby mamas. You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, we could even bring up Erica Dixon, Scrappy, and Bambi. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a whole nother bitter baby mama, bitter baby daddy, you know, scenario going on. But at the end of the day, these are behaviors, I think, that they've been ingrained in certain parts of society, that it's not a surprise that it's happening. Should it be happening? No, but it's definitely not a surprise.
But it's definitely okay to be different. You understand? Yeah. It's definitely okay to be different. You cannot expect to get a different outcome when you're doing the same thing over and over again. You understand? Yeah. I've definitely seen women tell their sons, what you crying for? You a boy, you don't cry. Why?
Right.
Why can't boys cry?
Exactly.
That's crazy. Exactly. Why can't boys cry? Your son has just as much emotions as your daughter. You understand? Even though I feel like most boys probably have the emotional range of a teaspoon, but when they understand and can verbalize how they feel and they get emotional and cry, why can't that happen? Why is that not okay? You understand?
Absolutely.
Like, I don't get it. I really don't. And I don't understand why it's that the way that it is.
You know, and honestly, I feel very similarly, because I feel like, we have this toxic level of like feminism that has really reached into all communities at this point, that has taught boys that it's not acceptable to show emotion. It's not acceptable to stand up and know your own worth. You know what I'm saying? Like, I come from a very different cut cloth. You know what I'm saying? Like, my, who I am is very different. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Me too.
I come from an era where it's like, I don't believe in deflection tactics. I believe in accountability all the way. Exactly. I don't believe.
Find your word while you walking in your talk. Hashtag Funky Doniva.
Yeah. it's new page that I'm running. It's thoughts that women aren't supposed to think. It's basically an entire page that's dedicated to women trying to teach other women to do better, because this bitter baby mama, like, this shit ain't cracking. This whole culture, this shit ain't cracking. Like, this is getting back to basics, getting back to rudimentary basics. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're married, you have kids, so you understand, you know, the hierarchy of what society should be. And I feel like there's been such a push against men that men have essentially lost a huge amount of control in society. All right. And look where we are.
Charles, do me a favor. Please say the name of that again.
What? Oh, Thoughts Women Aren't Supposed to Think. TWAST. TWAST.
Please make sure, ladies, make sure you go and check that out. You understand? It sounds like awesome idea, something that might turn into a pamphlet or book later.
You know what I'm saying? And the thing is I do have to throw a disclaimer out there for all of you ladies. Unless you are ready to take accountability, unless you are ready to face those harsh truths and understand that you, in and of itself, you are a toxic being as you are, then you're not ready for the page, because the page is going to trigger you. It's going to piss you off, and you hop up in my DMs pissed off and triggered, and I'm going to blast you, and I'm going to have fun with it, and I'm going to let all the fellas on a page run amok with you. That's what's going to happen. And I'm not going to sugarcoat it either, because that page is about accountability. It's about
nature.
Women acknowledge our own toxic, you know?
The truth is belligerent by nature. You understand? And if you can't handle it, it's not for you. This is a time that we need to be learning each other as men and women. Yeah. We need to be taking accountability in our faults and flaws. We need to do it and find out other avenues that will not tear us apart anymore. You understand? Right. That will lead us elsewhere. You understand? I love my beautiful black man. Believe that. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm sick of this narrative that we don't love each other, that we don't take care of each other, that, you know, that we're always cheating on each other or something like that. I've been with my husband for going on 15 years now, and we have two beautiful boys together. And I can honestly say that I've been with him since I've met him, and we decided that we were in a monogamous relationship.
Right.
You understand?
When it comes to affairs of the heart and cheating and things like that, I mean, I definitely don't think it's a color thing. I think, you know, white people cheat, black people cheat, women cheat, men cheat. Everybody cheats, you know what I'm saying? But
however, you cannot deny that society puts more emphasis on men cheating than women cheating, because if you looked at society from the outside looking in, you would think that women didn't cheat. You would think that. You understand?
Absolutely. And the fact is that women cheat more.
And better.
And better. They are more deceptive. You know, they cheat for longer periods of time. They don't just have physical relationships. They have a completely emotional and financial relationships on the side. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole different level. When men cheat and women cheat, it's a whole different level. But, you know, even going back to like the whole Nicole Murphy thing with Lila Rashawn's husband, you know what I'm saying? Here, you know, here she is. She's beautiful. She's gorgeous. She's in her 60s and she's looking fine and fierce. You know what I'm saying? She has a history of toxic behaviors. You know what I'm saying?
I go ahead and I throw my in, boo.
Huh?
I said Nicole Murphy, if I had her hand, I'd throw mine in.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, look, she is a baddie. You know what I'm saying? She is body goals. She is, but her personality, her soul, is the same color as shit, my friend, because she be fucking with other women's husbands.
Yes, and Lisa Ray, she definitely, I felt that when I read what Lisa Ray had to say about the whole situation, because, you know, Lila Rashawn took down her social media.
Yes.
Lisa Ray had to say, I believe Lisa Ray believes exactly everything.
Listen,
that she...
And you know, not to sound funny, you know, her sister, the brat, she doesn't ever, you know, comment on messy shit. She's never gossiping in the media. She's never on these radio shows gossiping and talking mess. And for her to be like, oh, I got the receipts. I'm like, oh, okay, this 1990s, the brat, who don't play no kind of games when it comes to her sister. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to take it even back further for you. Do you remember when Lisa Ray became the First Lady of Turks?
No, I don't.
Okay, so the husband that Nicole Murphy messed with, he was the Prime Minister of Turks and what is it, however you pronounce that country's name, I have no idea. I'm ignorant on some things. Anyways, when she married him, she became the First Lady of Turks and whatever. Okay. Yeah. She basically a whole president's wife. And Nicole Murphy slunk her slutty ass in. And within the first year of the marriage, because you got to remember, Lisa Ray was only married to that man for 2 years.
Wow.
That's it. She walked away from being a prime minister's wife of a whole country. Okay, wow. That's like Meghan Markle walking away from Prince Harry. That's like, you know what I'm saying? That's what that is. And she walked away from a whole country, a whole noble title and everything because of cheating, because of what happened.
You basically teach people how to treat you. You understand? And if you don't stand for anything, you're going to fall for everything and nothing will ever change in your relationship. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is.
Exactly. You know, and I agree. And I think that, you know, that right there for me. Now, when I was just starting to get into celebrity gossip and stuff in 2006, when everything hit, you know, this was, you know, right around the time MySpace starts jumping and everything else. And I'm really coming into my own as a young adult, finding out what I think I enjoy. And I remember reading about this, and I was living in North Carolina. Okay. I was living in Durham, North Carolina, just to take it all the way back. And I remember reading in Us Magazine Weekly or something like that about Lisa Ray and her husband splitting up due to an alleged cheating scandal. Now, the woman was never named because this was long before the magazines got that dirty.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't know it was Nicole Murphy until now, but I absolutely remember the cheating scandal when it happened, you know, and I feel like, you know, the people are like, oh, well, Nicole didn't owe Lila Rashawn anything. You don't know what that man told her. And I'm like, wait a minute. Are you telling me that we as women are no longer in control of whether or not we help somebody cheat on their spouse? You're telling me that in the age of social media and in the age of Google and Wikipedia that she didn't see just from Lila Rashawn's Instagram that as recently as May, she was posting her husband about her loving husband in this and a third, you know, like those are things that women should not ignore.
We live in a society as of today where it's he's married, I'm not. He has ties to her, I don't. You understand? But what this situation was is, to my understanding, is that Lila Rashawn and Nicole Murphy are actually good friends.
They are. They are very good friends, just like Nicole Murphy and Lisa Ray were.
Oh, so I see a pattern of behavior, you know.
Same.
I'm just going to say what I see.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. But see, these are behaviors that are repeated and they are passed down. We could also go ahead and take this all the way to the other side with Lori Harvey and Puff Daddy. Okay. Lori Harvey was, I mean, look at her mother. Her mother's a black widow. Okay. Look at her mother and what her mother did before her mother married Steve Harvey, before helping him to cheat on his wife with her.
Wow.
Okay. We all remember that Marjorie was the side chick before she was the main chick. You do remember that, yes?
No.
Hey, little girl, go ahead. Get your teacup ready. Get your teacup ready because I'm going to go ahead and fill it for you. Marjorie Harvey was Steve Harvey's side chick when he was married to his first wife. Marjorie... Okay, good old Mags. She was dating a drug kingpin. Okay.
No,
there is no allegedly. I believe San Quentin said that there is no allegedly in it. He was serving major time. While he was in jail, she slept and had a baby by, it was either his brother or his cousin. Also another known drug dealer. Okay, now let's go take it down. Now she's done had her daughter Lori Harvey. Okay, Lori Harvey just this past winter was linked to Justin Combs, Puffy's son.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she was also a friend of Kim Porter. Now, you know who Kim Porter is.
Yes, I know who Kim Porter is.
Okay, and you know how tragic the passing was, to how sad it was that Kim Porter died, and how much Puffy lamented her after she died.
Yeah, that seems
so. Lori Harvey was her friend.
I mean, okay. She was helping him get over, get through
that. It's a no deflection zone. Listen, when you got Petty Queen Shells on a podcast, it's a no deflection zone. Yes, ma'am.
I gotta give them benefit of doubt, you know.
No. There is no benefit of doubt on this. But again, these are generational toxic behaviors that are being passed from person to person. And what's messed up is that you will find comment sections to left and right defending all of this fuckery. So I do agree that there is a large emphasis put on cheating. I do, however, feel like there is an even larger deflection away from the women, because it's always, well, you never know what he told her. You don't really know what happened. Maybe he lied to her. Yeah, maybe, or maybe she just the hoe. You ever think of that? Maybe she's just a toxic.
I definitely know all the colloquialisms, you know, like, he probably loves her, but not in love with her, or like stupid shit. You're rationalizing.
So they want to point out his out of wedlock child or children. I've heard that there's two now. I did find the paternity affidavit on the oldest one, born in 2003. So he is now 16 and he signed away his parental rights. But I have heard grumblings that there is a second child that was born in 2010.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? But that's what everybody, he's got this love child. He's got this love child. So that makes it okay for Nicole Murphy to come wandering her ass on in?
That does not make it okay. And again, pattern of behaviors.
Thank you. Exactly. And again, it all comes back to toxic behavioral characteristics that are being ingrained early on. So we can take this all the way back to Kodak Black, because he was raised in a single parent household. He wasn't raised with a daddy, you know, and I hate to say it, but the chances are he was raised by a very bitter baby mama who had a whole lot to say about toxic masculinity, raised this young man. The way he is, I mean, he was a drug dealer. He, not to sound funny, he's facing rape charges.
Yeah, and this is what I don't understand why that is not where the outrage lies. You understand?
I don't know. They're so mad that he want to punch Young Miami in the stomach. But what about when he was fucking a child? Okay. Anybody gonna say anything about that?
Like, I don't understand. I'm like, how has he not already been canceled? Like, this man is out here. Like,
I swear, L, I said the same shit on Baller Alert yesterday before I responded to that lady's comment about how, you know, he's the greatest of all time or whatever. I even said, I was like, if y'all didn't cancel him for the pending rape charges against a child, then y'all need to just have a seat at this point. Like, we're canceling people for all the wrong reasons. You know what I'm saying? And I truly believe that. I believe he's a parasite. I believe that he is one of the people that brings shame to the Black culture. You know what I'm saying? I feel like there are so many people out there who bring shame to the Black culture just by acting just so out of pocket towards their own people. I mean, why wasn't he canceled when he was talking about dark-skinned Black women and calling them ugly, burnt Black bitches? Like,
I was wondering that too. You seen, I made a whole post about that on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Definitely, I'm not dark skinned, but I feel like this collectively, we're all still one. You understand? It doesn't matter what shade you are. You understand what I'm saying? And I definitely don't rock with that. I don't like when Black men bash Black women. I don't like when Black women bash Black men, when we put these stereotypes on each other and think that this is the way that we really are. And it's like, no, it's not. Everybody has their own individual personality and they should be treated as such. You understand? But I feel like this. If you don't support me, then I cannot support you, your craft, your music, or whatever it is.
You Thank understand? You.
I cannot rationalize behaviors. And like some people, they can separate the person from their music. You understand?
No.
I am one of those people. You understand? I feel like if you are a shitty person, I'm not going to support your music. I'm sorry, I'm just not. And Kodak Black is definitely a shitty person.
I agree. I mean, you know, I put that right up there with, you know, Cardi B admitting to drugging and robbing men. You know what I'm saying? Like, and not to sound funny, like she puts that this is what she's wanted to do her whole life. She's always wanted to rap, da 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 da. But all of her money is either, or all of her songs are either about her pussy or her money. You know what I'm saying? And she's even got in it to say, I'm not trying to be lyrical. I'm not trying to be this. I'm not trying to be that. I'm not trying to be a rapper. I'm just trying to make money. You know, and I don't understand how people still constantly Queen Cardi B, Queen Cardi, you know what I'm saying? Now, that's not to, I mean, this not to obviously deflect away, but I feel like, you know, there's this new generation of ratchetness that is, I mean, look, I blame Freaknik. Because all these ratchet ass women back in the fucking 90s going to Freaknik and getting STDs and multiple baby daddies just that weekend alone, they gave birth to this whole new generation of mildly retarded motherfuckers.
But let me tell you something. It's because our society now rewards bad behavior. You yes. understand?
Everybody gets a participation award. Everybody does.
Exactly. We live in a society where your 10-year-old son can be arrested for hitting another child with dodgeball during a dodgeball game at yes. school.
Yes. Yes. We live in a society. Do you know what I heard today? And I have to get the video and I have to post it on TWAS because it's going to just incense the male followers that I have, because it specifically says that if you have sex with a woman, if a man has sex with a woman, and now this is coming from a Black man, okay? I just want to set this whole page, okay? This comes from a Black man, and it says, as a Black man, if you have sex with a woman and you do not get her to the point where she orgasms, then it is rape, because she consented to have an orgasm. Not to just be fucked. What? And I had to, you know, I'm, like I said, we got to remind all your followers, I'm white, okay?
Chelsea is my beautiful white chocolate sister.
raised from the mountains of Caucasus with white Jesus himself. Okay. Like, I'm white, white. So if I'm sitting here saying that there is a problem within the Black community that me as a white person I'm seeing, I say that not because I want another invite or I want a plus one on my out. It's only because it's a real problem. Now, when I see this Black man on Instagram telling people that having sex with a woman is considered rape unless you give her an orgasm is dangerous as fuck. And it's specifically dangerous to Black men because it's just like Derek Jackson saying the same shit. You know what I'm saying? And what I don't understand is that we've got these men, and his name is Ibrahim something or other, and I've got to find his video and I'm going to send it to you. That way your followers can take a look and we can get this toxic shit out of here. But he is like the complete polar opposite of Tommy Sotomayor. Okay. Now, Tommy, he goes in on Black women for days. Okay. So he has some very valid points. However, I do believe that there is a better way. In being the admin on Thoughts Women Aren't Supposed to Think, I came in there heavy hitter. You know what I'm saying? Like I do. You know, I'm very sarcastic. I'm very to the point. I'm very blunt. You know, that's just who I am. So when I came into Thoughts Women Aren't Supposed to Think, you know, I'm hitting these women with stuff left and right. You know what I'm saying? And I'm getting down on their level and I'm digging with the ad hominem attacks and everything else and attacking them versus attacking their stance. And then I had a gentleman pull me to the side that said, hey, listen, everything you're saying is true. Everything you're saying is accurate. It's not just Black women. It's white women. It's Spanish women. It's all types of women. It's women in general.
Mm-hmm.
But you ever known somebody to sit down and learn from a dictator? Has a dictator ever sat down and taught somebody something as opposed to sat down and told them what to do? Ooh. And that made me think on it. And I said, okay. I said, well, but I'm not trying to be a dictator. I said, I'm just trying to get the word out. And he goes, okay, well, let me give you one better. Your favorite teacher. Think of your favorite teacher in the whole world. I said, okay. He was like, you know who she is? I was like, yep. He goes, all right, cool. Was she a bitch? Nah, man, not at all. There you go.
Because sometimes delivery is the key. You understand? Exactly. It's not what you say. It's
how you teach with love. You have to teach with love, which means that you have to show a certain amount of love in order for your message to get across.
Yes, right? You do. Definitely do.
So that's something that I had to learn. And that's a lesson that I learned the hard way. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, I'm not above learning something new.
You understand? But teach with love doesn't mean that you water down the truth in any way. You understand? Exactly. Sometimes people have to take it with a grain of salt. Whatever it is that you're trying to get across to them. You understand? And like I said, we live in this society where kids are going swimming with helmets on. You understand? Like, you understand? Your kid goes like full of, like, pasted up in bubble wrap so that they don't skin their knees. You know what? Sometimes your kid needs to skin their knees.
That's exactly. Exactly. They just, sometimes they need a bitter truth. They need a bitter pill, you know, but I feel like with this gentleman that I saw today, I feel like it's almost like he's the type of guy where you almost want him to catch a false rape allegation just so he can shut the fuck up about how wonderful and amazing women are, you know, because I'm a woman. I love being a woman. You know, there are some things that I don't like that goes along with it. But generally speaking, I'm happy with who I am. You know what I'm saying? But I will be the first person to admit that women are more manipulative, liars. Like, they're bigger liars. They're bigger and better cheaters. Okay? They are, I mean, the deflection tactics that they find in order to facilitate keeping up the facade that they have is it's immeasurable, you know? So I'll never in my whole life, I will never, ever stop speaking out against
the toxic things that women do, because it bleeds down into all of our children. Not just my children, my toxic behaviors, I curb them so that my children don't become victims of it.
That's what it's about. It's about raising up the next generation to not go deeper into these problems that we're having as a society, not to make them worse. You understand? And to basically break these toxic traditions that seems to be, that are becoming more of a mainstream part of our society.
Yes. Yes, that's like this whole, it's like this whole city girl thing. I guess I look at music, this is how I look at music. I look at music like we got Cardi B and City Girls on one side, and we got Meg Thee Stallion, and we got Nicki Minaj on the other side, okay? And the whole reason I separate them, and most people would be like, you can't even separate them. They all rap about the same things. But we can just look at the lyrics in general, okay? Cardi B is on record, on video, saying that she drugged and robbed men to do what she had to do to get by, okay? Meanwhile, she didn't have to be a fucking stripper. She chose that. That's true. Nobody made her do any of that. She chose all of that.
Cardi B had a very good job, and her father was a taxi driver. So she wasn't destitute. She didn't have to go out there.
No.
She would have starved. That is not her story. So I wish people
exactly. You know, so you got her out there admitting, you know, that she drugged and robbed people, did it. And then you got city girls, act up, snatched up, blah, 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 whatever, whatever. They're, you know, they're out there talking about finessing men, robbing men and everything else. And all you see is these little girls out here doing a cucumber challenge. You know what I'm saying? Like they doing a whole lot of this stuff. A whole lot of hoe shit is what's, and like I said, and I'll say it till the day I die. I blame Freaknik. I absolutely blame the Freaknik culture from the 90s, because the women in the 90s who were cutting up at Freaknik were having babies, and that's the generation we're dealing with now.
But listen, okay, yes, I blame them. I also give some blame to Amber Rose, Blac Chyna, and everybody else who supports that whole quote unquote slut walk. Now, let me explain what the slut walk is supposed to be. A slut walk is meant to empower victims of sexual abuse, of toxic masculinity, of, you know, just people who feel like you can't wear what you want to wear. If you wear a short skirt, you're a slut. You understand? That's not cool. However, you understand, let me put it to you this way. If you walk like a duck and talk like a duck, I'ma call you a fucking duck. You understand? That's just what it is. Hoe is not life. I'm sorry. I hate that slogan. Oh my God, whenever I see hashtag hoe is life, I just want to jump through my phone and strangle whoever put it.
Seriously. Yes. But see, that's because we come from a different generation. We come from a different caliber of women. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like,
what about just being reserved about your shit? What about the days when you did your shit on a down low? You understand what I'm saying? Everybody didn't need to know what you was doing, because everything is not for...
Exactly. Not everything is everybody's fucking business, you know? But I mean, we're trying to tell this to a generation of people who Snapchat their food instead of eating it. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's look at Kat Stacks. Go ahead and look at Kat Stacks' Instagram page. And all it is pictures of plates of food and everything else. And she's still walking around looking like a Somalian Sally Struthers baby. Like, she's still looking like, you know, like they would rather take pictures of it instead of eating it. But, and then they would rather go out and tell everybody, I'm not a hoe, while fucking everybody's man. It's like, there's no loyalty. What Lisa Ray said is correct. There's no loyalty. There's no lasting friendships, because nobody can be loyal to anybody but themselves. It's all self-serving. You know what I mean? Anybody can be bought nowadays. You know, if you're on the internet and you're speaking out against any of this stuff, you're a hater or you're jealous. I had somebody tell me, because I called Nicole Murphy a hoe, that I was jealous of her. I said, I'm not jealous. I'm 30 years younger than she is.
Oh, well, I bet you don't have as much money as she does. Yeah, but I guess what? I bet you my soul ain't doo-doo brown either, motherfucker. Like, fuck out of here. You know, fuck, what do I care about all those millions of dollars if everywhere I go, people are looking at me and seeing ho stamped across my forehead?
Shows, we're running a little long. We're going to have to wrap this up for today.
Yeah.
You want to... thank you guys again. Follow me on Instagram at L_Sweetest and follow at
Queen of Petty and Shade.
That's right. Make sure you follow us both. Thank you for listening. We had a great talk today. Make sure you follow us. If you have anything you want to say about the show, whatever, you can always leave us a voice message on Anchor. Remember, you can hear us on Anchor, Google, on Spotify. Tell your friends, and who knows, maybe one day you can be a co-host. But for now, thank you for listening, and peace.
Bye-bye.